Hey now, good people. Now, on episode 41, first episode of the new year, I won't veer into the cliche, as that ain't my way. I won't talk about resolutions and things of that sort, but I'll talk about paths that need to be taken versus boxes that have to be checked. Marinate on that. Living life in a spirit of persistence on repeat. Because those best laid plans always have a mind of their own. We're going to peel back the layers of that on this episode. But before we do, let's pause for the cause before we get on with the show. Hey now, good people. Episode 41 has incense burns, and I am your humble host, Sean P. Wright. And yeah, good people, it's wild business. We three seasons in. Who would have thought? Those best laid plans are always known to give us the middle finger and take you where they will. So this is the first show of the new year, and as I mentioned in the opening, I don't intend to get into platitudes about new year, new me, and the pontificating about that. I wanted to take a different angle, because this is an angle that a lot of people take in the new year, one of those unspoken promises that they make to self. And this was something that I expanded on, something that I wrote about a couple of years ago, I guess. It was something called the closing of doors, and it was a conversation that I had more times than I cared to admit over the past couple of years at the time of that writing. And I mentioned that cutting people off isn't petty. It's providential. And the truth of it all, whether we like it or not, sometimes people love us selfishly. They love us or love you based on what you can do for them only. Now, if anyone feels a need to disassociate themselves from others over perceived slights or serial acts of treachery that they hope are forgotten, so they can sidestep. That's a slippery slope. So they can avoid the responsibility of atonement. That's usually a losing battle. We shouldn't have to wait till the new year to know that we should use our words or the door. And we have to realize that we have to choose our side wisely, because some doors will never reopen. Now, protecting our peace is essential, because the permanence of loss, we get that every day. But for some reason, we seem to think that this place is our home. But we're here on borrowed time. And that's what I mentioned about, or I alluded to in the opening, paths that have to be taken. We shouldn't have to wait till the new year to be true to the person that you have to spend every day of your life with. You. You can't be for everybody, but you can be for those who are for you. Lesson. Take a sip and bear them farewell with a smile. Now, I said I wrote this a couple of years ago, but I actually wrote this earlier this year. I had this bad writer's habit of when that creative spark hits, we run with it, write it out, and then we may tuck it away, you know, a couple of years, a couple of days later, and we just kind of have that time distortion, if you will. But that is part of our contract of living life here on this planet. And speaking of notebooks, this was something that I had sketched out here, and I'll just share this with you because I think this is prescient. Because these are reminders. We always have to tender those reminders to ourselves. There's power in repetition. That's why we remember all of those cereal commercials from when we were growing up in the, I may be dating myself, but late 70s, early 80s. That's why we remember all of those cereal commercials. And I won't sing any of them as much as you would like me to. That won't happen. But I think I should share this with you, but yeah, this speaks to everybody's situation. Woe is me, but why not me? Equipped with eyes that can see that which buffeted me while I refuse to bend. New approach, new day to face that old omnipresent enemy of you standing in your way, from claiming the bounty stored up in your name. No blessings for the blinded. Open eyes so that they can see. I've learned to be still in the tempest, as it is in those storms. Though battered and bruised, misconstrued, it is there that we are reborn. Being still puts us in confrontation with self. And many of us are scared at the prospect of what we know to be true. Marinate on that, good people. Quick pause before we break. Good people. That's a lot to expand on, more or less, but I think it speaks to a lot of what we are facing nowadays. And this is, truth be told, this is one of the things that brings anguish to my spirit. Because if you look at the budgetary numbers, we spend more on national defense than we spend on education. Somebody can fact check my data on it, but I'm inclined. And I remember reading somewhere. I can't remember where I read it. So let me back up and let me state this as my opinion. We are more proficient in cruelty than we are in the art of humanity. Or is that an oxymoron? I mentioned before that it seems as if we are living in a time where a gun has more right than people, or more right than a woman to do what she will with her domain, her domicile, her body. Mass shootings are prevalent. Serial acts of inhumanity. These have been going on from time eternal, but we're more connected. Maybe it gives the illusion of it being more prevalent, but the one constant is that we will always offer thoughts and prayers over something comprehensive or something that may address the problem at hand. If we let others have their way, we would live in a theocracy, even though there's supposed to be separation of church and state here. But as always, and what I'll try to do in this season 3 of As Incense Burns, I'll leave you with a bit of poetry. A blend on current events. Or wherever the wind may blow. Now this piece here is called Perverted Verses. I wrote this earlier. Actually last year, but that would be kind of cliche, but even though it was last year, because today's a new year. But this piece is called Perverted Verses. It's when thoughts and prayers conflict with our mandates of following through on the convictions that we say are tightly held. Pray tell, when we play or we pay lip service to the duty of our humanity, can we pledge fealty to our religions while abdicating our humanity? God ain't spoke that. This is prose born of that. I cried out and said I was hurt. And they gave me a Bible verse. I broke down, expounded, bared my spirit, but they wouldn't hear it. Because they were giving me a Bible verse. I wanted an ear or a cloth for my tear, food for my belly, shelter from the cold, but nary would appear. But they gave me a Bible verse. Neglecting the one that said to treat others how you want to be. But we turn a blind eye to our humanity when we can't see the we in us, as we will all revert to dust. But they don't know that Bible verse. Oh, I understand the cruelty and the duality that hides behind papyrus, his tears, stained faces, amid feigned graces. Some marinated in political considerations illustrated by the faux piety with cause of woe is me, but why not me? Those eyes can't see through grief or inadequacies buffeting me. That piece is called Perverted Verses, based on current events. As always, good people, I appreciate you hanging out with me here on As Incense Burns. And as always, I am your humble host, Sean P. Writes. And feel free, become a sponsor to this podcast. Grab a book or two. Point me out or point me to your library. Include me in book clubs. Hey, let's look into some collaborations. Power in numbers, good people. As always, be safe out there. We live in the most dangerous place in the solar system, that third rock from the sun. I'll see you here, and I'll keep the incense burning. Be well, good people. Okay. I would be remiss if I did not do a hat tip to those accomplishments, those benchmarks of 2022. One of the things that we fail to do the most of is we fail to extend love to ourselves or acknowledgement to those benchmarks or those accomplishments. Often we are looking for the home run instead of savoring the singles and the small steps. But 2022 was a surreal experience. It was one of the first years that someone stopped me on the street to acknowledge me for my work instead of saying, "Hey, you know what? You look like Stephen A. Smith." I don't get that anymore now, thankfully. But this year was one of the first times that happened, where somebody mentioned, like, "Hey, you look like that writer, the poet." And indeed, it was me. I was featured in a national publication, a smaller one, you know, about my work. There's a link on it on my site. This is all a little plug. Well, not a plug, because if you want to learn a little bit more, there's information on hand. Another benchmark was that many of the things that my elders told me continue to echo. The other realization that I had, the one that I always knew to be true, but like Jonah, we run from that which is uncomfortable, doing what is hard. I learned that our fuel is finite. We can't waste or wait for legacy. Then in April of last year, I had a gun pointed inches from my face. And I saw my life flash before my eyes. And I wondered. And actually I said, "Hey, young blood, I got work to do. Please don't do this." And somehow I lived to tell the tale. But one of my takeaways from that, good people, was that I did not see anything in this young man's eyes. You know, that look when you look at somebody and you see that shimmering pool of humanity in their eyes and their pupils. I didn't see any of that there. I saw darkness, disillusionment, and rage. So that's something I'm still processing. Gratitude that I'm still here to speak on that and reflect on that. And that's the goal. We have to leave this place in a better state that we found it in. Each one reaches one, good people.